The National Safety Council projects that nearly 250 million computers will become obsolete over the next 5 years, and mobile phones will be discarded at a rate of 130 million per year beginning this year. All that waste is piling up, filling our waste landfills, and polluting our water and air. VOA's Adam Phillips reports on the dangers of electronic waste and what's being done about it. Fact 1. Most Americans love to embrace the new and dispense with the old. That helps explain why we generated over 1 million tons of computer and other electronic waste last year alone. Fact 2. Those computers and other electronic devices contain lead, among other toxic materials. When they're crushed and put into landfills, the lead can seep into the groundwater. And when that happens, it can cause brain damage in children who drink that water when it comes out of their taps at home. Scott Matthews is a professor at the Department of Engineering and Public Policy at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He says this lead comes from the melted solder in a computer's guts.
If you've ever looked at a circuit board, the motherboard where all of the pieces are all put together that serve as the main part of the computer, almost all of the connections on there are soldered. And, you know, while it's not 20 pounds of lead per unit, when you start thinking about the amount of computers or other products that might be in landfills, then it could really add up.
Some manufacturers have addressed the problem by making smaller computers. Less machine means less lead, they say. But according to Scott Matthews, that approach doesn't help.
The problem is just by making them smaller and lighter doesn't mean that the substances and materials that are used in the manufacturing process are gone. In fact, we have the same relative toxic materials in computers we've just miniaturized, but they're now much more densely packed, and they're not as easy to get to if you're going to try to do something with them at the end of life.
Japanese scientists are trying to develop a new toxin-free solder that will not damage the groundwater. One low-tech method for dealing with old computers is not to waste them at all, but to fix them. Jim Lynch directs the recycling and reuse program at CompuMentor, a nonprofit organization that specializes in helping low-income American families, nonprofit groups, and schools to enter the information age. Mr. Lynch says that recycling computers is one way to help the environment and society as a whole.
It's sort of our mission to direct all donations into the 400 or so Microsoft-authorized refurbishers. They're in pretty much every major city and most states in the country, and they'll take the computers and they'll get rid of the ones that aren't working properly, and they'll get the ones that are reusable and get them in shape.
While the lead in computer waste is a key concern, waste from other electronic equipment is also a threat. Mercury, a dangerous toxin, is found in thermostats, printed circuit boards, medical equipment, and mobile phones. And Professor Matthews warns us about the cadmium found in most rechargeable batteries.
We think that it's leading to organ malfunctions like lungs and kidneys, or perhaps even prostate cancer. There's been issues where we've had bone decalcification. There was a big problem in Japan a while back as a result of cadmium getting into rivers.
There are other concerns. Over the past 10 years, most electronic gear has been treated with so-called brominated flame retardants to prevent sudden fires from overheated power supplies in crowded places like offices. Professor Matthews says that these chemicals were a consumer-friendly innovation. However,
studies are finding that these certain kinds of brominated flame retardants are bioaccumulative, cause endocrine disruption problems, form dioxins if they're burned. If you want to Quick update on what dioxin will do to you, ask the new president of the Ukraine, who's been suspected of being poisoned by dioxin.
While the European Union has mandated that manufacturers of computers and electronic gear phase out the use of some of these toxic materials over the next 5 years, few American regulators and fewer U.S. electronics manufacturers have focused on the problem. However, as public awareness of the hazards of electronic waste continues to grow, research into viable solutions is also quickening. For Our World, I'm Adam Phillips reporting from New York.